Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Zone of Genius podcast, the podcast for business owners who want to leverage their natural strengths so that they can get paid the big bucks. I am your host, Inez Bai, back for another week. And actually, this week, we are holding the microphone by the mouth because I went to a speech pathologist, and you can probably hear my voice is a little bit hoarse, but we're working on it. And she actually said to me that to protect your voice health, a lot of the time when people are like on Zoom or they're on virtual meetings or podcasts, they actually project their voice because it feels like the person isn't close to you. So when you hold the microphone or you wear a headset, it's much better for your voice and it's much clearer for people to hear you. So a little tip from the speech pathologist from me to you, which is totally not the point of today's podcast episode at all. And actually, I wanted to share with you a coaching session that I had probably a couple of years ago now. And at the time, I didn't think it was that bad. But when I reflect on all the coaching I've had in my life, which is a lot, I've been in the coaching industry for like 5-6 years. But even before that, I began having coaching for like a couple of years before that. So, you know, I've invested, I've experienced some things, I've seen some things. And I would probably say that this was the worst coaching call ever, and probably not for the reasons that you would think. So I'm going to break it down and so that you can learn from this person's mistakes and ensure that you are showing up in your business with the highest quality coaching and service possible, because your business, you'll always really struggle to grow if you are not focusing on client retention, which is only going to happen if you deliver an incredible service and you have a next offer for your client to join that makes sense for them to come and join as well. So let's get stuck into today's episode.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders, past and present. We extend our respects to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that may have joined us for the podcast today. This podcast is brought to you by the Stacking Income 2-Day Free Challenge. Over 2 days together in December, we are going to be covering how you can expand your offer suite with premium offers that your dream clients love to buy so that you can bring in higher cash months in a sustainable way that doesn't require you to run around like a headless chicken every single month figuring out where your next income is going to come from. If you want to be getting to those higher cash months, 10K, 20K, 50K months, then you need to start learning the magic of stacking income. And that means that you are not just relying on one or two offers or one or two sources for you to be making money from your business. You are diversifying how people can pay you. And not only are you diversifying how people can pay you, but you're also figuring out how to position yourself as an expert so that people can see the value in what you have to offer, so that people want to pay you high value. Because when people can tell that you have a skill, then you have something that is unique and has a point of difference, they will want to pay you a premium. And when you can get people to pay you a premium, it is much easier to start stacking income and sustaining higher cash months. So if you are interested in that challenge, it is free. It's going to be live in December on the 6th and the 7th. That's Wednesday and Thursday on the 6th and the 7th of December. It is completely free, like I said, and we are going to be diving deep into how you can start selling high tickets, stacking your income, and sustainably maintain higher cash months. So sign up for free through the show notes down below, and I cannot wait to see you there.
So on top of already losing my voice and just having a really hectic week, I also then got sick, which was probably like an accumulation of the last couple of months, which have been very hectic for me. If you followed on social media or you saw on my Instagram stories, I actually spoke about how the past couple of weeks for me, like just to give you a listing of everything that's been going on. In October, we went down to Melbourne for Georgie to run a half marathon. Georgie's my partner, for any of you newbies that are joining. The next weekend, we went to Newcastle for a friend's 30th. The weekend after that, we went to Kangaroo Valley with all of my school friends for like a big catch up. The weekend after that, I had my sister's hens. The weekend after that, it was Georgie's birthday. And then we've just had my sister's wedding. And now in 2 weeks, we're actually moving house, which is all very exciting, but there has been a lot going on and my body is starting to show signs of stress, of being a little bit run down. But in saying that, I'm really, really grateful to have had the past couple of months to be a little bit more social, kind of flouncing around, doing my thing, enjoying my time freedom while still having money coming in, while still having multi-five-figure months, while still being able to be consistent and show up on social media. And I will say, what's coming up with the podcast, I'm making so many upgrades. I'm creating so many exciting new projects behind the scenes. I'm up leveling my content. You will see it all on social media on Inez Bai. And I'm going to get back into TikTok as well. If you're curious, follow along. And the plan is to like fucking send it. So pay attention to that. And as I've been thinking about how I want to send it and really getting into a bit more of a hustle mode, I feel like I've had a season of being very social, having lots of freedom, taking lots of time off, going away, being with friends, all the fun things, which are amazing. Off the back of that, I'm really feeling called to be entering my hustle era. So what that looks like essentially is just being a little bit more disciplined with my boundaries, showing up to work more, really mapping out what the next couple of months are going to look like. And as I'm kind of in this phase where I'm gearing up to really get into a bit more of a working season, which I already work, obviously, you see me on social media, I'm always working with clients. Like, it's not like I completely took my foot off the gas pedal, but now I'm ready to like pedal to the metal. As I've been thinking about planning out the next couple of months, what next year is going to look like, I've also been thinking about, and this is a really good practice to get into for your business, what I don't want to have in my business, what doesn't feel aligned, what doesn't feel good. And that also got me to thinking the way that I want to be coached and the way that I want to coach, how like a really beneficial practice for you to do is to think about when you are in programs and courses and you're working with coaches, that is one of the best experiences you can give to yourself in order to then know how to run a really high quality program, because you have had that firsthand experience of knowing what it's like to be in the client's shoes, of knowing what you have liked, what you didn't like. Like, for example, I joined this program probably about, I want to say like 3 or 4 years ago. And it was my goal to work with this person. Like, I had seen him work with a few other coaches in the industry that were well known and doing well. He kind of combined like life coaching with business coaching, and I was really excited to work with him. And whilst overall, I wouldn't say the experience was bad, I would say that the experience wasn't as valuable as I feel, or as organized as well as I feel like it could have been. But in saying so, finding out what you don't want is as valuable as finding out what you do want. And I probably wouldn't have learned the lessons that I needed had I not gone through that experience. And specifically with that coach that I invested in, the way that the program was is that it was so packed with information that it actually became undigestible and hard to execute on, essentially. So we would have 2 coaching calls a week. There was a 12-week online course with multiple different videos and exercises and worksheets and all these activities to do. There was also messenger coaching. I could also do a one-off coaching call with the coach as well. Like, there was just so much going on that I found it really hard to keep up with it. And it actually made me feel a little bit like almost avoidant of the work, because I was like, oh, I haven't caught up on this, or like, oh, you know, do I wait for a call? Do I voice memo? Should I go here? Like, I felt like I was just being pulled in so many different directions. And I know that a lot of coaches get caught in this trap where they want to create a program where they include absolutely everything in one program. And this can be such an issue, because it can firstly mean that your clients don't actually get the results because they struggle to keep up with all of the work and keep themselves accountable and actually self-motivated, even if it's like got all of the support and accountability in the world. And secondly, you're going to be putting all of your eggs in one basket. So like, once I joined that program with that person, there was no real incentive for me to like join another program or re-sign because it was like all involved. It wasn't a good experience. There wasn't a reason that I would sign up to another program that had another intention or outcome for it. Whereas the way that I run my business is each course is dedicated to a certain topic so that the client can go really deep in that knowledge and gain all of the information that they need to know, execute it, master it, and then move on to the next step. So that's something that's really important when you're thinking about building out your office suite. And that's not even like the worst coaching call that I ever had. So let's actually dive into that. But I think it's really helpful for you to think, not to be like cynical about your coaches, Because there's also an element of like, we're just going to do things differently as well. And just because one coach does have an all-inclusive program doesn't mean it's necessarily bad. But for me and the way that I like to learn, the way that I like to deliver the service for my clients and what I have found gets the best results, I have found spreading things out and making them more easy to digest basically has worked really well, not only from a client result perspective, a client satisfaction perspective, but also from a place of being able to generate a lot of income for me without having to be on coaching calls all day, every day. And I find it fun and I enjoy it, right? So when I think about the worst coaching call I ever had, the reason why it was so overwhelming is that this was like a topic that I wanted to essentially learn. And I'd been thinking about it for a while and I finally booked it in. I felt so good for finally booking it in because, you know, with things that you can do anytime, like booking in a one-off call with someone or certain systems that you need to download or doing your tax, whatever, it's like very easy to put it off because you just kind of are like, oh, I'm going to do it whenever. And something that I will say that sets apart successful business owners versus people that stay stuck or never really create success or they fail essentially is that it takes them so much longer to make decisions and execute on them. And I think a lot of people make themselves feel good because they're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm planning out my offer. Yes, I'm going to invest in this coach, but then they don't actually execute on that decision, which means that they then aren't getting closer to it, but they're making themselves feel good because they're like planning on doing it. And it's very easy to get stuck in that kind of egoic cycle. But anyway, so I book in this coaching call with this person. I'm really excited. I can't wait. You know, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm really cool to like work on this topic. Like, I feel like it's been something I've been thinking about for a while. It feels like a really good time in my life and my business to work on this topic. And I get on this coaching call with this person. And this person is just like, you know, tell me all about your business. Tell me all about your life. Tell me about your intention. And even like from the get-go, the questions that were asked were like so general that I kind of found it really hard to answer because I wasn't sure exactly what the answer was. And so obviously when you're getting to know someone, and this is the benefit of working with someone long-term, like I've just signed up to work for another 5 months with my coach for a mastermind that starts in April. So like, you know, that's like in quite in advance. So if you think that people aren't going to buy things in advance, trust me, I've just purchased something that's literally going to happen in April. So I'm really, really excited for that. When I came onto this coaching call, this person like didn't know anything about me and there wasn't like a way to find out anything about me. And it was just like really stunting the way that she asked questions. I was like, well, do you want to know about this offer or what about this offer or what about me? Or like, there was just a lot happening that I found it really difficult to understand what it is that she actually needed to know about me. And it felt like she was just expecting me to give her answers, even though I'd hired her to tell me what I needed for certain systems and whatever. And I would say that wasn't even like necessarily the reason why it was like a bad coaching call. I just felt like the way that she asked questions were like so general and I was like confused about what it is that she actually wanted. And I kept kind of like reframing that to her. The other piece that felt really difficult for me was that instead of giving me like actionable steps that I could realistically take action on over the next like couple of weeks, the steps that were given to me were so overwhelming. It was like, build out this entire system, go and invest in this software that's going to cost thousands of dollars. You know, go and hire this other team member and outsource them to do this project. And there was like five or six tasks that were just like really, really large and in charge. And then she was also like, oh, you've got to buy this extra thing from me. So go and buy these five extra things from my website. And then once you've done that, then we're going to go through this lengthy process to go back and forth for ages. And there was just like five or six tasks that felt so overwhelming and weren't broken down into something that was really accessible for me, because I am currently a one business show, one woman show, which means that for me to hire someone, that's going to take quite a lot of work. For me to invest thousands of dollars into a software when I don't really understand why I need that or what the benefit of it is, makes it feel very confusing and very easy for me to be like, I don't really want to do this. I don't trust you. Therefore, I'm not going to do it. Like the thing, like imagine if you get on a coaching call with someone and they're like, cool, you need to spend $10,000 on this incredible equipment, and then you need to spend, and then you need to hire like a CEO that's also going to cost you thousands of dollars. And then you also need to buy all of these books. And then once you've done all of those things, that's when we can move on to the next step. To me, it was just like so overwhelming that it was actually impossible for me to take action on any of the things that she said. Not because I'm not an ambitious person, but I was like, maybe this, you know, and also maybe this is part of it. And I'm kind of like having these realizations as I'm talking through this now. Maybe part of it is just realizing that that is definitely not the kind of style that I want to be working on. And perhaps she's used to working with bigger businesses, maybe that have people that have already hired someone. Like I've hired people on a project basis, but I don't have a consistent team member yet. I am searching for someone though, who I can outsource these kinds of things for. And so it just felt really overwhelming to be dumped all of these things and to also not be explained the benefit of it and to be made to feel like it was obvious that I should know how to do all of these things and kind of be feeling a little bit unsure about what the benefit of it actually was. And there was no choice as well of like, how do you want to do things? What feels best for you? What feels easiest for you? And whilst of course we hire our mentors and our coaches to give us guidance to ensure that we're doing the strategy that works, it is also so critical that the person that you are working with makes things accessible to you and ensures that what they are recommending to do is actually something that you are able to do given your capacity, given your time, given the resources that you have as well, which I feel like was potentially missed with this person. And I was kind of like overlooked as just like any other business owner where I should have certain resources or I should be doing certain things or I should be already hiring different team members, whatever it might be. And I feel like this is a trap that so many business owners get lost into, where they try to absolutely spoon feed every single thing to their clients possible, which means that it becomes so overwhelming to their clients that they actually are unable to execute on it. Even if you're someone like me that is highly ambitious, that is very go-getter, that is very action-taking orientated. Like I come from a Swiss family. I've got a dad that was growing up in the country. My family is all about getting things done, but there is only so much that a human who is already running a business, who is already managing so many decisions throughout the day, can realistically actually take action on. And that goes with whatever niche or target market that you are working with. It is not beneficial to your clients to put in as much information as possible to your courses, because it is going to mean that they will not be able to execute on that the task, and then they will not be able to actually get the results that you said that you have delivered for them. So this is where it comes to be a bit more of an astute business owner and program designer, where you have to be actually really discerning about what does my client need to get this result, and what are the steps that are going to get them to where I said that they're going to get, what the outcome that I promised them, but not so much to the point where it's like fluff, where it's convincing, where it's justifying, where it's speaking to this person as if they don't know anything about being a human, or as if they need heaps of like rationalization or whatever it might be. So it's finding that fine line and kind of dancing between, yes, giving your clients enough information and explaining to them why it's important, but that doesn't necessarily mean that like a longer course is going to be better or that more calls are going to be better, because it's about the quality of the information that you are putting into that offering and understanding that idea of like the just-in-time learning. That's how people learn the best. That's why running your own business is such a vehicle for personal development and becoming really educated and learning really well, is because as soon as you learn something and then you put it into action and you get that feedback and you get that experience, it kind of becomes locked into your brain. You have that proof. You've got the experience of like, oh, I did that. It didn't work. It did work. Therefore, I can do something differently. Rather than quite an archaic system. If I use the example of uni, I went to uni and I studied a science degree. I studied as an exercise physiologist. And for 3 years, we basically just did theory and we learned a lot of information, which obviously you need to, because we work with clinical populations, so people that have chronic diseases. And we learned a lot of theory. But what I found is that when we went to do the practicals, no one knew how to communicate to clients. No one knew how to actually teach people exercises and take people through a routine. Whereas I, having been working in gyms as a personal trainer for the last 5 years, was able to really excel in that practical time because I had that actual experience. So that's why it's really important to think, like when you have gone to uni or you went to school and you learn all of this information, everyone always says this,
once you get into work, once you get into the actual job, once you get the firsthand experience, that's where the real learning occurs. And so you need to keep that in mind in terms of if you want to give your clients the best results, it's not just about how much information and education you are giving them. It's not about, can I drag this out to make it a longer course? Should I add in another lesson? Should I add in more support? It's about what are the actual steps that are going to get your clients the result that you said. And then obviously when we're thinking about your offer pyramid, something also important to consider is how much access and support are they going to get to you? And that is the thing that determines how much the investment is. So what I mean by that is if someone's coming to do a course where it's more about learning the information, they're getting the step-by-step process, they're getting frameworks, blueprints, like more learning module kind of vibes, then that's not going to be as much personalization, but that's also important for people to have so that they know what the steps are. They have the building blocks there. Integrating the foundations and something that my clients all get access to all of my offers so that I don't have to explain those same principles over and over again. I can let them know, go and watch this, go and watch this webinar, do this worksheet, fill out this thing, whatever it might be, so that then they can learn it and come back to me with specific questions that I can then coach them through, give them mentoring, help to personalize it, work through any specific blocks. You should not be teaching in your coaching because that is not a good use of your time and energy in such a close proximity container. What you should be doing in your coaching, one-on-one private coaching containers, is actually coaching, which is dynamic conversations, working through blocks, a lot of support and accountability, a lot more of like a personalized approach to solving the problem as a team together. And so when people are moving up through the coaching pyramid, that's kind of like what I call it. If you've done my offer expander program, which is coming up soon, you'll know this. But a course is like, okay, they get to learn the building blocks, they get the frameworks, but they've got to apply it themselves. They've got to kind of figure it out on their own. Then the next level above that is like group programs or masterminds where there's a little bit more personalization, a little bit more support, but they're still within a group container. So there's a bit more integration there. And then at the top of the pyramid is going to be one-on-one coaching where someone gets the most support and accountability. They get all of the personalization. It's very, very close proximity. And that is where it's going to be the highest investment, not because it's necessarily more information, but because they're getting more personalization and access to you. That is what makes something valuable. A transformation, and this is what I want you to think, like if you were to reverse engineer your transformation, would it have necessarily been beneficial to have more information to get XYZ result? Or was it just that you needed to know the right information? And that is why your clients are paying you, because they are hoping with your expertise to be able to get to the result faster because you know what not to do, you know what to tell them, you know how to help them shortcut certain mistakes or whatever it might be. And so if I kind of rewind back to this coaching call that I had, it wasn't clear to me the benefit of taking action on the things that this person was saying to me. It was so much information that I didn't even know what my first step was. And one element of my coaching that I've always done, because I think it's just part of my Swiss culture, I'm very practical. I want to ensure that you can have a step to do within the next 24 hours, is I always give my clients, okay, this is your next step. Once you've done that, do this. And then once you've done that, come back to me and we'll figure it out. Come into WhatsApp, we'll have a chat, whatever it might be. Whereas with this, it was like, I'm going to stuff everything in there. You've got to ring this person. You've got to email this person. You've got to invest in this really expensive software. You've also got to talk to this person. You've got to buy these things from my website. Then you've got to email me. Then I'll email you back. Then this thing will happen. And I was just like, this is so intense. And it is not something that actually aligns with my business. And also it's making me want to avoid you because it is so complicated. And if you think about your clients in this attention economy where there is so much going on, there is not a shortage of media, there is so much competition in terms of distractions and what people are actually giving their energy to. If you actually want the best for your clients, do not just add in things into your programs to make it seem smarter or feel like there's more involved, because that is not essentially what people pay for anyway. People pay for, can this get me the result? And even if I think about my coaching, it's very simple. People are getting a fortnightly coaching call with me. They're getting WhatsApp coaching. They're getting my full offer suite, which is the Ministry of Genius. So all of my courses and offers. And then everything else is basically up to the individual. Of course, they have my eyes on their business. We're going through content strategy together. We're figuring out selling strategies. We're busting through mindset blocks. We're doing inner child healings, shadow work. I'm leading them through all of the energetic side of things. But there's not like that much involved in it because it's meant to be so personalized. And that is why people pay a high level for it, because they desire that level of support and accountability. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this. I'm curious for you, like, what have been some of your worst coaching sessions that you have ever had? DM me, let's have a chat about it. I'm really curious. And reflect on, like, how can I learn from this experience so that I can ensure that I'm not doing that for my clients and I'm not just adding in as much content into my business as possible, because I think that's the only way to sell a coaching offer, when in fact that's actually going to have the opposite result. When you're just like adding things for the sake of like, okay, well then that's going to be making it more valuable. It's going to make it mean that like more people are going to sign up to it. It may actually end up having the opposite effect, where people join your offers and they're like, this is so overwhelming, and they don't re-sign. They don't get the results. You don't get any screenshots of good results that you can then share as social proof to sell your next offer. And think about it right now. Like, the offers that you are creating for your clients, are they actually getting your clients good results? And this is not to say that you are a bad coach at all. It's more that we should all be reflecting on our offers and our services and thinking about, are they actually providing the result that I say that they will? And how can I upgrade them and refine them to ensure that they are getting the best quality service, which is not about just giving people more activities, more information, more knowledge. It's actually about being really discerning about what information and what coaching and what support you are giving people to give them the best possible chance to creating the transformation and the change in their life that they have paid you for. All right. If you have enjoyed this podcast episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a rating and review. It helps me to keep creating incredible content for you. It helps me to know what you're enjoying. It also helps me to reach more people, which is also a huge mission for me. Thank you so much for being here. Talk to you all soon. Bye.